We have another instrument called the hummus. This one you're probably familiar with because it's found in many, many cultures. You find it in Tuva, you find it in Kyrgyzstan, you find it in India, you find it in Turkey, you find it in Germany and Austria, you find it in American country music. You know, the Jew's harp, the jaw harp, the trump, whatever you want to call it. Every country, like especially the Yakuts, it's kind of their national instrument. Everyone has their own style of playing it. The way that the Tuvans play it is the most, in my biased opinion, is the most subtle as far as, again, the timbre and the complexity of the overtones. I feel like they're listening to the overtones and how they're interacting with each other and making melodies more attentively than some of the other cultures, which isn't to say that other cultures don't play it good. I really enjoy, for instance, Kyrgyz hummus playing, but this is the Tuvan style of playing the Tuvan hummus.
For our listeners, that is an instrument called the
hummus.
The hummus, and it is smaller than a harmonica. It's a string instrument, correct?
No, well, actually, technically, it's a percussion instrument.
It's
a jaw harp. Some listeners might be familiar with that. It's a forked thing with a tongue in the middle that vibrates, and you stick it in your mouth. And by plucking the tongue backwards, it vibrates in the front of your mouth, thus making your entire vocal cavity the resonator.